This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Ramble.
You can just sing the Aloha song.
Aloha. Aloha. Aloha.
That was the best part of the entire
time. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
Oh God.
Derek is crying. Kelsey is laughing.
God.
And we're having a beautiful day. We're talking about Train to Busan, the 2000 and something hit.
Not Train to Bhutan, which I wrote about 75 times in my Apple TV before I realized it was the wrong movie.
Train to Busan.
Going to the wrong place. Well,
where is Bhutan?
I think it's in Asia. Someone get a fact check on that?
I think you're just
Miles, you have so much
up.
Milk in your beard.
I'm not supposed to be on camera, Kelsey.
Now you are.
My little treat is slobbering milk all over my face while you record.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love to suck down cinnamon milk from my toast crunch.
It's your girl dinner.
That's
I get
right.
it. Wait, you guys know about girl dinner, right?
Wait, did you see that tweet where they were talking about those small Nerf footballs?
Yeah.
And they're like, every time I see one of those, somebody has bitten a chunk out of it. And then the quote tweet was boy dinner.
Boy dinner.
Stop it.
Boy dinner.
Dead.
Boy dinner. So funny.
Why is that so
Train to Busan, 2016 South Korean film. It is a modern zombie classic.
Yeah, it is.
Kelsey texted us when she first finally found Busan, a Korean city, and was like, oh no, is this a spooky movie?
It's
is this
scary.
A scary movie?
Big mean buttholes.
We tricked her into it, but I would argue this is more of a disaster film.
Yeah, it's a disaster film. I don't think it's very scary. There's no jump scares even.
What movie were you watching?
Did you have jump scares?
Yeah.
I didn't see a single.
Maybe I did watch Train to Bhutan.
You might have watched Train to Bhutan.
I gotta Google if Bhutan is a thing.
And we have no reference points with you because
sure
you watched it in fucking dubbed.
Once again, I would like to take a moment to fight for my right to watch movies in American English when that is what is presented to me.
No.
If I am meant to watch a movie in subtitles, fucking do that.
No.
Because the world is stupid. People are stupid.
People are dumb.
And they go, oh, this is in a different language. I don't want to read. You, as the viewer, need to know. And we have told you now.
The translation to subbed is already pretty, like,
bad.
Okay. It's not bad, but it's like, okay. Translating that to English performance
is
even worse. It's a copy of a copy.
The autoplay is dubbed.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is horrendous.
But my question
is, I heard one fucking word of him being like, oh, I can't get past the street. And he's doing it in like a New York accent. I was like, no,
they're
I'm
always
not
like,
doing this.
Haha, yeah. I cannot get past the street.
Oh my God.
Wait, but like, how do I change it? I don't even know how to change
it. The same place you go to put subtitles on.
Yeah, yeah. It was right there.
Well, I enjoyed it.
I know you loved it. You watched the sequel.
I tried. I fell asleep. But it was very good. I loved it. Spoiler alert. This is a great movie.
Yeah.
So as a reminder, the WGA and SAG are both on strike. So we are entering the world of international film. This week brings us South Korea. Next week, we're going to take a break and go play some music again.
Yeah.
So we're going to be going back and forth. Music, international films. Music, international films.
We're cultured.
We're cultured.
Culture.
Culture baby whores.
Culture people. But Train to Busan, should we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a synopsis.
Train to Busan is your classic zombie breakout film. Mm. The world is experiencing an uprise, but we see it through the perspective of a father, a negligent father who
bad
is
dad.
Just too focused on work. Oh, he loves his money, money, money.
Mm, nom, 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 nom.
And he has to bring his daughter to Busan for her birthday to see her mother. They are on a train.
Yeah, they are.
It's a zombie train.
Yeah,
it's a zombie
train.
It's a deceptively simple plot. Trains going from point A to point B. And every city they stop along the way, zombies.
Whoops, whoops, whoops.
Whoops, they got all those zombies there.
This is Train to Busan. I will tell you that I watched this film a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm cultured.
Yeah, you are.
Eugene was like, hey, we got to watch this zombie movie. And from the opening scene,
yeah.
I knew this was going to be a classic.
Yeah, it's a banger. Yeah. You knew it. Opening fucking rips. Opening is basically a guy on a, it's a dude on a in a truck.
Yep. Going through a little quarantine zone.
Going through a little quarantine zone. And we're like, why are there quarantine zones? Who cares?
And what I love too is that this movie presents it as like, ugh, another quarantine
zone.
Right. He's pissed.
Yeah, he's upset about it. And so you, in my eyes, I was like, oh, okay, so the breakout has already happened. Yeah. And they're just dealing with, and I was like, this is what this movie is going to be. Dealing with this crazy stuff, like they're dealing with heavy materials or whatever. Goes through the quarantine zone.
Heavy naturals.
Hits a deer, and he's like, "Oh man, that's a bad omen." Oh, okay. Well, I'm just gonna keep driving, I guess. Who cares?
Don't kill the animals.
Yeah. Didn't care. He goes back into his truck, drives off. We stay on the deer, and then the deer just reanimates in like this fucking it like its neck is twisted on all the way around, and then it untwists, its body untwists, and then it gets up on its hind legs. Eyes are completely white. Zombie deer.
Zombie deer.
Zombie fucking deer.
Guys, I've watched a lot of zombie movies.
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I've seen a zombie fight a shark. I've seen zombie that's a classic. I've seen zombies do a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But one thing that I've never seen, zombie deer.
Never seen a zombie.
And that, it just makes sense.
It's spoopy.
You have a zombie breakout?
Yeah.
Give me them zombie animals. And frankly, can I tell you my one and biggest critique? I'm going to start with the guilt.
Yeah. Oh.
No more zombie deer.
No more zombie deer.
There was one zombie deer, and then that was it.
I wanted to see like a zombie mosquito.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think...
Zombie cat.
I would love to see, more zombie animals, more zombie big cats.
That's
more
the third act we were waiting for.
Yeah. Zombie bird. Give me a zombie pigeon, just like a dirty street rat bird.
That'd be fucking freaky.
That'd be hilarious.
But what a, it's just such a great moody way to start the movie. Mm-hmm. And it just, you go like, oh shit. So, oh shit.
Oh, this is bad.
And this is going to be, this is going to play on something familiar. Zombies, right? Like we've done them a million times. What can you present to me that's new? And this is just saying, hey, we got something.
We're going to put them on a train and give you a weird deer.
Yeah. My overall critique with the zombie genre is that whenever an outbreak happens, and it's happening, it's starting to, we're starting to get to this point that I'm going to reveal in movies, which is nice. But whenever a zombie outbreak happens, nobody's like, these are zombies. Hit them in the head.
Yes.
I fucking hate this. I hate it every time. Every time they're just like, what is happening? It's like, don't let them bite you.
No.
Get away. Keep them quarantined. If you're bit, you're fucked.
Yeah,
who cares?
You're dead.
In this movie, one of the characters goes, what are they?
Yeah.
I was like, you fucking know what
you
they
know
are.
What they
you
are.
Know.
We've so much pop culture. It is 2017.
Yes. They made this in 2016.
You know. Come on.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead has been out for centuries at this point.
To the argument of that, if you grew up in Florida, sometimes people just look like that, to be
that
fair.
That is very fair.
They're
you
just
guys
going
did do
off,
the bath salts thing.
You're like, what are you guys on?
Well, but if this took place in Florida, they wouldn't say, what are those? They would say, Rodney's at it again.
Rodney relapsed.
Rodney just loves biting people.
Fucking crazy Rodney.
Rodney's a biter.
He's a biter. And my only guilt with this movie is that all zombies kind of do this one spoopy zombie thing, and it's like... They teach this in zombie school, and it's this arm. They get one zombie who cracks his arm over his head
every
and
zombie
runs
movie.
Like this.
Every
and
zombie
I'm
movie.
Like, that's just the zombie run.
Yeah,
Kelsey has bent her elbow over her head, and her arm is flopping to the side of her cheek.
Yeah.
And they run just, like this. Ugh.
If you're listening.
Honestly, you look freaky right now.
Yeah.
I want to bash your head.
It's very terrifying.
Yeah.
Because that's just not where your arm is supposed
to
be.
No, it's not. Yeah, seeing it stuck there, you're like, something's off.
Now I'm curious. Okay, so you don't like the spoopy, but you liked this.
I did like this because it started as a story about a father and his daughter. And I was like, all right, they got me hooked in the character. Yeah. Bad dad, busy dad, daughter who just really does not give a fuck about her dad is what we think. She's over it.
Yeah.
And I was more interested in that. And then I'll tell you what made me not so afraid of it. They spend a good 10 minutes infecting the town. Like, you start to see shit and you see, you know, the kids are noticing things, like the people are acting weird, but parents are too busy. They're on their phones. Yeah. They're busy and they're in their lives. And you start to see, holy shit, this train is going to be the only way out. And yeah. are they going to make it on this train? So it became more of like a thriller anticipatory yeah. feeling for me, which I appreciated.
The terrifying scene of her looking out the window and just watching people dive on each other. That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
It does remind me, or I mean, might have gotten creative liberties from it, but the opening scene of The Last of Us, both the game and the movie, where you are at the viewpoint of the daughter looking outside and watching the chaos reign as they're like trying to get out of the town. It has the same feeling for me.
But what you're talking about, Kelsey, this movie, you know, it's a zombie movie, mm-hmm. but it is a disaster film. It's
yeah.
a classic disaster film. It reminds me of like Poseidon Adventure or yeah. any of the OGs. And you set up this train yeah. as a character. And obviously it brings us in. We have our protagonist, the dad and his daughter.
Right.
But then you build out this roster of characters mm-hmm. on the train. You've got the baseball team.
Yeah. yeah.
And the two sassy old ladies.
Yeah.
And the pregnant lady
the
and
pregnant
his
and her husband.
That man is dope as yeah. fuck.
Agreed. So, agreed. He was
this
cool.
This is like her attack dog. It was sick.
Yes, he was playing her attack
dog. You're yeah. talking about but a also, man who wore a suit and a scarf while yeah. beating up zombies
yeah,
and
sick.
Doesn't even unbutton
no.
his
yeah.
suit
yeah, that was cool.
until
yeah.
halfway through the film.
Yeah.
He is running through a train station with a buttoned blazer beating the fuck out of zombies.
Where was he going in that outfit to begin with?
My dreams.
Yeah, right.
Milan
yeah, probably.
Fashion Week? Because I was like, where is this man coming from?
I think that he's just a fashionable, thick man.
Oh, he is thick. And yeah, I yeah, love I that about
okay,
him.
Okay, we're jumping ahead. But okay. I've never wanted to work out more in my life
right,
than seeing him take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Or his jacket off.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
he's just this beefcake.
He's bulk. Saw him at,
Yeah, he's in a lot of movies,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. No, I've seen him in yeah. stuff.
This movie's got a stacked cast. Yeah. We've got our suit boy. He's in Marvel movies. We've got the brother from Parasite.
Yeah.
We've the lead, our businessman, is the guy who presents the offer in Squid Game.
Yeah.
So
which
this
is
like,
technically,
wow.
yeah. which is technically
an international
yeah. project. Yeah. But my little like fast forward to a fun fact is in Squid Game, he is first seen at a train station.
Wow. So like, fun yeah. facts with Garrick's ass. I don't know. I panicked. I didn't have a line.
Good yeah, job. I thought that was adorable.
That is
but cool. So you're setting up this disaster film. You're seeing the train and you're like, oh, all you motherfuckers going to die. But then also the tension of realizing like, oh, this is a tight space. You
yes.
have people shimmying by each other yeah. as they're putting their luggage up. The shot that got me, even though it doesn't come back, it just sets a sense of foreboding, is the conductors putting their little key in the door
yes.
to close the door.
Yeah.
And it's just this moment of, oh, y'all fucked.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
locked in.
There are endless doors problems.
There are endless doors. It felt like, in a weird way, like the classic Western of mm-hmm. like, we got to get to the front of this train.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no matter what, we got to get to the front of this train, or we got to get to the back of this mm-hmm. train, or like Snowpiercer, essentially.
Yeah.
Koreans love trains.
They love trains. Bullet train. But that's
yeah.
Japanese, but even still.
Well, to be fair, their train system is so efficient.
It's so
and,
efficient.
Oh my God, the fact that we don't have a rail system in America is fucking insane.
It's so weird. I've heard that
movie.
It's Southwest and they're lobbying. Stop
yes.
lobbying.
Stop
lobbying
it.
Should be
it's south
illegal. It's Southwest.
Specifically.
Yes.
It would literally kill Southwest.
Yes.
If you have a high-speed train that goes from Los Angeles to San Francisco to Seattle, all that stuff, that's most of Southwest
dude,
travel.
People who like Southwest, I think you're out of your fucking
weird.
Mind.
What a weird thing to be
Keith,
obsessed with.
Keith is a big Southwest guy.
Yeah, if you need a short flight, Southwest
I've
is it.
Flown with him. It is chaos. You think train to Busan is bad? Woo! You get on that fucking plane. It is a free for all. People are throwing elbows. They are coming from the front and the back simultaneously.
Yeah.
I found out flight attendants are not paid for boarding the plane.
Oh, insane.
On any airline, right?
That's insane.
That's not part of their job, which is why they're always so pissed. And they're just like, sit down, close the thing, right? But so you're on Southwest. You're going from front and back, and they're just like, everybody, get into your seats!
Just please!
Come on! Come on!
Just then, please sit out!
And of course no one wants the fucking middle seat, no. So you're just like, yeah. Oh, just throw in the shit!
It's a free-for-all.
It makes
That's
it
amazing.
10 times more chaotic,
yeah.
And what a horrific customer experience.
I'm sorry, really quick, corny joke. You said train to Busan, more like plane to Tucson.
Jesus!
I'm so sorry.
He gets paid. Literally gets paid to do this, guys.
It was just in my heart, and I had to like stumble through that.
Also, we love flight attendants. In a study done that showed, besides nurses, flight attendants carry the most emotional labor between clients and their work. So shout out to flight attendants.
That makes sense because you are in a flying metal tube that could die or crash.
Pressurized
too. Reminding me.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You think a zombie train is bad? Try the Thanksgiving Southwest flight to Tucson.
yes.
I quit this podcast.
Corny jokes are good and
but you know
fun.
What a train has that planes don't?
What?
Wheels.
Wheels.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not true. Planes have wheels.
They have to wait.
There's so many doors in this movie. Yeah. There are bathroom doors. There's doors out to the platform. There's doors in between platforms. There's doors in the front, doors in the back.
It's just like glass a checkpoint. Doors. It's really cool. Oh, yeah. Also, another, why did they do the newspaper trick one time?
And not
then
the rest.
Never again.
Okay, so one thing about this movie that I hadn't seen in other zombie movies was a couple of things.
Yeah.
They showed that zombies cannot use doors.
They
discover this first thing when the zombies start to attack on the train, because of
cool
course
moment.
A couple of passengers are infected. Zombies, they can't use doors.
They don't know.
So as long as they get behind a door, they're Gucci.
Yeah.
Second thing in this one did is if you can't see the human, zombie don't go. Zombie don't work. Zombie no worky. No human, no running.
No worky.
No worky, no human, no worky.
I think that's a very smart thing.
Little tricksies. So when they go through the tunnels and it goes blacked out, zombie no worky.
They can't see well.
Zombie no worky.
They just can't see.
And I thought that was fun because I was like, how are they going to like make this interesting? They just keep running through doors trying to escape. No, they made it really interesting. Yeah.
And there was a good escalation of the zombies as well. I'm thinking about the first attack. Is chilling because it's silent. So you have this infected woman runs onto the train right before the doors close.
Of course.
And she's found by a conductor, train, what is it?
Train guard.
Train guard. She's cool.
That is very sick. But she saw her and then she was like, are you okay? Because, I mean, that one checked out for me because, like, okay, this woman is obviously having a seizure.
Yeah.
It's like, let me help this person. Mm-hmm. And then she, of course, gets devastated.
Yes.
But then cut to our train with all the little baseball boys.
Yeah.
And you just have this conductor walking through silently with a zombie piggyback ride.
Yeah.
Crawled onto her.
And she's just like sucking on her neck. And this is what would happen. You wouldn't scream.
No.
You'd be like, So she's just stumbling through silently. And everyone just kind of stops talking and turns of like,
so spoopy.
What the fuck's going on with Cheryl?
Right. It's like, oh
fucking
my God.
Rodney's relapsed again. He's back on the salt.
Right. Rodney's
just
Southwest.
Another day on Southwest, am I right?
Oh my God. But yeah, I every time I see that type of stuff, especially with that young group, right?
Yeah.
And then they see somebody on like on their back is just like, oh,
too long.
Zombie. That's a fucking zombie.
Yes, it takes too long to action.
Immediately, I'm getting the bat and I'm hitting somebody's head in. You know,
yeah, like that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
because they were a baseball team traveling. Baseball team. They had wooden baseball bats, and you were like, "Fuck yes, I'm about to see some heads get smashed like pumpkins." Right.
I thought that's what it was going to turn into.
I think me and Rick are taking over the zombie apocalypse because immediately, like, there was one thing about this movie is everyone took 20 minutes too long to like react.
To realize what's going on.
And like, yes, it looks good for cinematography, but like me and my partner talked about this last night, was what we were walking through Target and we were like, what if the zombie apocalypse happened right now? And I was like, Target would be the perfect place. You have tools, you have home decor to sleep on, you have groceries. I'm going to a Target next time. I thought I wanted to get out of town. No, I'm just going to Target.
Yeah.
I'm going for one of those like little mountain towns that you like drive through on the way to like Big Bear. That's me.
I always thought maybe going to like Marina Del Rey, hopping on a little boat and going to Catalina Island.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's sustainable.
Yeah, that's good.
You fancy still get zombie
service. Yeah, yeah, golf. You know,
yeah, right.
We're chilling.
It's already contained. Yeah. You know? So hopefully no boat goes
zombies.
There. Yeah.
Like a cruise liner.
Yeah,
a lot of buffalo, you know.
Yeah, you
live off
yeah.
buffalo milk for a long time. You guys come over when it happens. Well, I'll take care of you.
Well, you just told everybody.
Well, yeah. I do have a guy. You both know this about me. I have a go bag in my car at all times. Like right. And a mattress. I could live in my car right now.
Is
for at least
Is there a gun in
months.
The go bag?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay,
that's
cool.
A no.
sick. Side note. The fact that South Korea does not allow guns was such a huge deal with this in this movie, because it's like you can't shoot anybody.
Wow!
Only the military has the ability to have a gun.
And
so,
think about that. You're so right.
Yeah. Nobody,
guess what? That didn't kill the zombies anyway. The way you killed zombies in this one was you had to burn them.
Oh yeah, they did burn them.
Yeah, that was the only way that they died.
There was a guy walking around with like a bunch of bullet holes in his face.
Yeah,
and he
so the
was
guns
like,
didn't do anything anyway.
I guess so.
Thick.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's unless, also a cool twist.
Yeah, unless they weren't bullet holes and they were bite marks that he had on his face. I'm not sure.
But remember when like the military was even trying to gun him down and it didn't stop them?
When did they do that? Are when you talking about the second one?
When they were at the first city, right? Don't listen to me. Keep going. You guys just made me question my entire belief system.
That I'm remembering with the military, so they get to, I forget, between wherever we start in Busan, there's another city.
That they're stopping
in. They stop and they're like, hey, we're going to get quarantined. Everything's going to be okay. And you have this scene where what's really funny to me is that they all then reverted to their zombie lives, right? Mm. They get off the train and they're just waiting on an escalator.
Yeah.
And they're shuffling through and I'm like, oh, this is funny. They're just like regular life is zombies. Yeah.
Right.
We'll talk more about like the cultural
significant
critiques of zombie movies historically. But you have this incredible shot that I wish they had milked even longer where you see them all going down this escalator and there's like an awning and it just starts to slowly reveal the feet of the military and you go, oh, they're saved. And then you're like, why is there a giant cluster of military?
Yeah.
And it continues, the escalator's going down, reveal, and you're like, Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is zombie military. Yeah. We're fucked.
Yeah.
They're running up and down escalator, which was so funny. That poor pregnant woman.
Yeah.
That baby is going to be so tossed.
That baby's going
to
either. Yeah. There's always this fun little like meme of this lead character in Demon Slayer. He wears his demon sister on his back as he fights, and then the meme is always like his sister being tousled in the box while he's fighting, and it's like a video of a guy in like the back of a truck. That would have been the baby.
The entire time. What the absolute fuck is going on?
Yeah.
One of our lead survivors is a pregnant woman.
Yes,
her dogs must be barking.
Yo, oh my god,
those poor feet.
She is.
Oh my god, those swollen toes. must have gotten the worst workout. She ate eight to nine months.
She's pregnant.
He was ready.
Yeah, she was ready.
Ready to come out.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our characters?
Yeah.
Because there, it's a really great cast. It's a who's who of Korean cinema, and I don't know who's who, but I know that there's a lot of big performers in this movie. But there's a lot of characters that I adore.
Yeah. Do you think that this movie made a lot of them?
I heard that.
Yeah, that's fair. I did hear that our husband boy. This was his breakout role. I did read that. Yeah.
He's so sick. We talked about him before. Our beefy king swagged the fuck out.
Oh my God.
When he takes his suit jacket off, he tapes up his arms.
Yeah.
So hot.
He's everything, I mean, very clearly the way that it's written. He's everything our lead is not. Yeah, he's the foil. He's like, this is how you be a man. This is how you be a father.
Yeah.
This is how you be a protector. This is how you care for people beyond yourself. It's like, and he like says it.
Is it not, multiple times.
Literally.
And maybe it was the English dub, but I got a version where Beefcake and our main bad dad, whenever they talk to be like, wow, are you going to, you're going to thank me for saving your life just now? I'm like, okay, first of all, that is not what we're concerned about over here. But these two had the most toxic masculine relationship. And there was a part where he literally, I don't know, maybe this was just the English dub, but they're like just saved themselves from zombies. They closed the door just in time. And he just like turns to him and is like, you probably never play with your daughter. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Holy shit. He's like concerned with your work and stocks and trading. And I was like, oh, my. Therapy session in the bathroom during a zombie apocalypse. Holy shit.
So that is in the script. Yeah. But again, I think that's something that you get in the dubbed is that it like just beats you down.
Yeah.
And you don't get the actor's delivery, which is like quiet, cool, interesting.
Right.
Because all that worked for me.
Yeah. Because he's like, me. Probably don't even play with your fucking daughter. You little piece of shit. It was more like that rather than like being yelled.
You don't get your hands dirty.
You don't. Yeah. There was a really funny moment where him and his wife are talking to our lead's daughter, and he was like, "Oh, is this your dad?" He's like, "Yeah." Is this your real dad? is he really like your actual father?
God,
and then his wife hits his shoulder. Because the daughter is just so sweet and cares about other people. And he's like, there's no way that this is a spawn of this devil, you know?
That's like the daughter. I really enjoyed that part of like, to speaking of characters, is like the daughter is like 10 or something. And she is a natural giver. She cares about other people. She's giving Primrose Everdeen. She wants to be a nurse to help everyone. She gives up her seat for the older woman in the train, even when she's being attacked by zombies. Like, she's just a sweet little girl. And the dad is trying to beat the empathy out of her.
Yeah.
He is like, you need to be selfish in these situations. You need to think about yourself. And she just refuses.
Yeah. I agree with the dad there, man. I am so sorry. But in a life or death situation, it is me and my
your
daughter.
Kid, yeah.
But as far as like giving up your seat, not so much. But I feel like he was trying to give like a bigger lesson. Like this is
dog eat dog world.
It's a dog eat dog at this very moment. Not in life, but right now, if you give up your seat, that could have some chain effect to us dying.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, the thing we didn't mention is the father is like a stock trader.
Yeah, which is where where
this is a good moment to then segue to talk about zombie movies as a whole, and then specifically what this movie is doing. The original George Romero zombie movies were social critique, right? This was social commentary on American consumerism. So you see his original zombies, that movie takes place in a shopping mall, and you see even in death, the zombies are shuffling store to store. Mm-hmm. And it was his way in the 1960s of critiquing Americans and saying we've all become mindless consumers. That's where zombies began, which is fascinating. I love it. I love the zombie movies have always been this Trojan horse for social commentary, and you can look at the different iterations always over time. And to me, that's what separates a fine movie from a great movie, or honestly, the good from the bad.
Is
that
social commentary?
The great zombie movies is a vehicle to talk about the modern world and make a commentary upon the world. So it's always been at its best beyond just horror. We're talking about the world. So now, Train to Busan, right? You have very obvious themes represented between the daughter and the father about you need to care for other people. But there's a reason that South Korea made this film. You open on this farmer who's going through the quarantine zone who hits a deer. What does he care about? Not, oh, fuck, there's a quarantine. Oh, God, I hope everything's okay. I hope people are okay. He goes, you better not burn my livestock again.
Yeah.
He cares about his money. Then you cut to the next shot. It is our main character who is a fund manager. He is eating Burger King, America's great export, fast food, and consumerism, right? He is grinding so hard, the grind set never stops.
That he has to
eat his fast food through lunch. He is a fund manager. He tells his underling to trigger a sale, and the underling goes like, hey, that's going to have like really bad effects on other people. And he goes, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. He's all about getting that money. Mm-hmm. And as a character, he cares more about his work than he cares about his family. That's what drove him apart from his wife. That's what drove him apart from his daughter. What he needs to learn is empathy and care from other people. Mm-hmm. But then societally, and this is where I'm not nearly anthropologically aware enough of South Korean culture to know, but I am aware that they have been overrun by the American disease, which is not zombies. It is
herpes.
Capitalism. Oh. It is consumerism. It is a grind culture. And I believe that this movie is making a broader commentary on that. I would even imagine that trains themselves are part of that symbolism, right? Where trains are something that people, workers use to get from point A to point B to get to their jobs. I might be reaching there. I'm not actually
sure. I think their trains are healthy, I want to say. At least in Japan where I went, like they have healthy trains. They're not like smoke coal stack. But my point was, is that the dad works for a company that is, he's trading the stocks for a company that is responsible for the outbreak. It's a biotech company that had a leak, which was crazy because this happened in 2016. This was like pre-Panini nonsense where it was like, oh my gosh, you wonder what would have happened had that information gotten out. People pulled their money from these certain companies that were responsible for cutting edge science and technology and blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of the main character realizes towards the end, spoiler alert, that like he is part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when Bong Joon-ho's Parasite kind of made waves in America, like Bong Joon-ho was like, hey, this is specifically about Korea.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know why you guys relate to this.
Yeah.
It's so funny because he just came in and he made this movie and he was like, oh God, I guess
like,
the world dealing with capitalism and classism on a global scale, on a devastating scale. Like, this hurts.
So similarly, too, I think that there are specifics here that are beyond me. I mean, there's the old women couple. They have a passing remark to re-education, which is a commentary on, like, the re-education camps in North Korea, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that just goes right over our heads.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there's more in here, but I think it is just speaks to the global scourge of capitalism that we see it and get it and relate to it.
I do love how the older lady got a little nihilist towards the end. She was just like, what's the point? I'm going to open this door.
Talk about it.
Who cares?
Talk about that moment. Can we please talk about it?
Now that I'm done with my political diatribe, can I talk about how bothered I was by that old lady's perm?
Oh,
Dog, that was a 30-year-old in a wig.
Thank you.
I said this so many times watching it. I was like, why do they have this child actor playing an 80-year-old woman?
Are you saying that this older lady looks young?
Yes.
Or are you saying?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was about to say, like, I was like, that's definitely not a 30-year-old. That's yeah. It's an older lady, but her skin is beautiful.
Immaculate.
It's immaculate. Yeah. She
and
has
her hair
porcelain
is awful.
Skin.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they did in the makeup department. So the sisters get separated towards, like, the climax. And boo-hoo, uh-oh, so sad. There's a moment where this group of sort of like heroes that have been going back and forth, saving people, trying to bring them to the front of the train, they get trapped. And there's, you know, another good point of social commentary is like the CEO of the rail system is actually, you find out, on that
train
because he knew that that was going to be the safest place to go. And he kind of sort of takes over the first class train and is not letting people in, and only certain people are allowed in. So when our heroes finally make it to the front with all of the people they've saved, the CEO doesn't let them in. And the zombies start picking them off one by one by one by one. And of course, our big beefy beefcake is the one that's like holding the door closed sacrifices himself. But one of the sisters, the old women in that big moment, gets eaten by a zombie. And the sister in the first class train sees this. And once our heroes finally make it, the few that we have left, like there's four or five of them left, including the dad and the little girl, the first class train goes, anyone that just got in here could be infected. You need to go to the barracks. Go separate yourself from this train. Separate yourself. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they're making them go to a different train. Oh, this is so fucked up. This is so wrong. So they separate themselves. Our four or five main hero characters separate themselves, close the door. And then our fucking old lady, something happens in that moment where she is just like,
they
took my sister.
Yeah.
This fucking shit is fuck. I am done. I'm done with you capitalist pigs. This was to me the biggest twist of the movie. I loved this part. Mm-hmm. Was the old lady is the one who decides to open the door to allow all of the zombies to come in and eat all of the first class people.
I was so mad at her.
I loved it. I loved that moment so much because who did that? No one else has done that in a movie like that.
Do you think that that is some form? Okay, so like this is me maybe reaching, right? So if the CEO is being a literal gatekeeper in that moment, do you think that her opening the door to the economy class part of the train is like a metaphor for like trying to let poor people in, essentially, like just like a redistribution of wealth type of
thing. You
know,
now that you say that, when she opened the door, she did say, "We are the 99%.
It's like it's her own little like protest moment.
Sure, even still, even if that was what they were trying to say, like she was like, so, fuck the rich, eat the rich.
Yeah, it's definitely not what they were trying to say, but even still, I'm going to say that's what they were trying to say.
So we had all these survivors, and then literally after that moment, you have like, the conductor, the CEO, our pregnant lady, our dad, our daughter, and the one cuckoo guy that's been kind of following them around.
One little moment that made me laugh so hard. So remember when we were in school and it would always be like, if a train is leaving a station going at 100 kilometers per hour, you're like, oh, when am I ever going to need that? They use that in this movie because they find out, as you said before, that zombies can't see in the dark. Yeah. So anytime they're in a tunnel, they have how much time?
Yeah.
And so the guy literally loads on his phone. He's like, okay, there's a tunnel
2 miles
away, and we're going this speed. Yeah. We're going to have, and like he does math in his head. It was incredible.
I'm more of a run and gun DIY kind of girly. You know what I mean? In that moment, I'm going, fuck the math. Let's just go ham when it's dark. I'm not doing math on the train.
But then you'd be stuck in the compartment.
I'm telling you, in one of those moments, my adrenaline would go so hard, I would survive. No problem. I would eat the zombies. I'd be chewing their necks.
Damn. I do love that the zombies didn't have, like, super strength. Because I hate that in movies. Where it's like, why are they stronger than your average person? I get that, like, okay, your adrenaline could cause you to be a lot stronger than you actually are if you have no limiters. Like if you're a brain dead thing that just is trying to eat, then sure, you'd be a lot stronger than or a little stronger than your average person, but not stronger than the beefcake.
Not stronger than our beefcake.
And that was awesome.
Yeah.
This movie does something I hate, and I don't mean I hate it in terms of like, oh, as a, it just disturbs me.
It makes you upset, yeah.
Is the Danny Boyle legacy of fast zombies.
Yeah.
This movie has zombies that run and hordes.
Yeah.
Zombies that like combine together into a giant it's like ants swarming.
Yeah. I love that. I'm not a fan of swarms. I hate swarms, but whenever I see a swarm of people, I'm like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
This is what would happen. This is what it is.
Like at the end when the zombies are trying to catch up to a train and they're literally like one grabs on and then another grabs onto that zombie.
So cool.
And it's just like 100 zombies dragging on a train.
Yeah.
Blowing them down.
Okay, there is a moment, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was a moment there at the end when he finally gets this like cot of humans off of the train where you can kind of see that like once they're off, you can kind of see that all of the performers are on like a mat that's being dragged by something.
Really?
And you can see it move underneath them.
Oh, funny.
I was like, that's neat.
I didn't see.
And it was like a crash mat.
So that they could.
Yeah. It's like one of those, but it was covered with like dolls essentially.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the case, but that's what I saw.
I'm curious, Kelsey, you started to watch the sequel. I didn't realize that there was one.
Yes, but apparently it only has a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. This one had like 98.
Is it another train? What?
It. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's 4 years after this incident.
So.
And it's Americanized as hell. There's like actual American characters in it.
Ew.
But this like part of the world has been quarantined off still because there's still zombies. But there's a lot of money still there. And so they start hiring people. If they can survive, they're like basically bank heisting a zombie town.
That's sick.
That's yeah. sick.
That's a good idea.
It's definitely more fun in games. It is not survival. It is like goofy zombie land fun time.
Is there a train?
Our Army of the Dead.
I don't want to reveal anything.
Tell me.
Definitely, I think our young girl comes back.
Oh, sick.
I think the daughter comes back in the next one.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think. Don't Google it.
Yeah, I do love that type of zombie movie where it's just like, it's not the world that's been taken over, but it's just this town where it's just like, okay, well, maybe there's some money to be made. Like, what another thing did with Vegas. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a cool little heist. The concept of it. Delivering on that promise, maybe yes, maybe no, blah, blah, blah. But that is a good concept.
There's three.
Yeah.
There's the first one, Train to Busan, Peninsula, and then there's a third?
The third is just kind of, though, like, it's like after sunset. So like I'm just stories. Walking around town and...
Seoul Station.
Hilarious.
Having a little romantic night before the zombies take them.
Yeah.
There are not many fun facts, but are you ready for them?
Fun facts with Zach's back. Yeah.
Nice.
Our main beefy boy, our star, whose name I don't want to butcher, but I will try. It's Ma Dong-seok.
Cool.
He knew the lead, Gong Yu, who is our businessman, because he used to be his personal trainer.
Oh,
stop
it!
Nice. That is the funnest of facts.
Yeah.
We love that.
Gong Yu is also a K-pop star, is he not?
Is he?
Or he does K-pop?
I don't think that. I think he's in a K-drama.
Oh,
he's a South Korean actor.
I looked him up and it said K-pop under his name.
You could be right, and that's not on my list. But So-hee, who plays Jin-hee, which is the girl with the baseball group, she used to be a K-pop group. She was in Wonder Girls.
She was giving K-pop Queen. Her attitude was on it.
Okay, so there was a sequel. There was an animated prequel. Blah, blah, blah. Yep, that's all the fun facts I got.
Damn.
This is just a fun movie.
It's good.
It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in the midnight screenings. It was a hit. I mean, I think that, you know, this is notable in that there are a lot of big Korean films, but this is just, for whatever reason, one of them that got crossover cultural acclaim and became a hit here.
Yeah, it's just good. It's just a good movie. It's just a solid and with a devastating fucking ending.
Oh my god! Maybe,
in lieu of fun facts, we can just talk about the saddest moments.
Oh Jesus!
It's full circle. The train is pulling in to Busan, and the dad is saving the daughter and the pregnant lady, who are the only two left. And our CEO is trying to literally throw them off the last piece of train that's left. And the dad sacrifices himself, and
he
gets
bit. That's not what got us.
No.
It's that the little girl can't sing this song in her school recital. You're laughing. That's what got us.
She can't sing the school.
You guys have to realize, I watched the American version, and this English girl's voice was very bad.
Oh, God.
That was the travesty.
This is exactly why you got to watch it in fucking sub.
You just continue to brag about your bad life decisions.
That's our entire brand, Zach.
That's fair. That is fair. It's a good brand.
Thank you.
But yeah, as Zach was saying, there is a woman, the last two survivors, which is the pregnant woman and the little girl. The little girl says to her dad, I cannot sing this song, or I didn't sing the song in the recital because you weren't there. Mm.
And
so
he goes, I'm always watching.
I'm always watching. I'm always there.
Which is like his just way of trying to be like, I do love you, even though I'm a piece of shit who works too much.
Exactly. Then, after his untimely demise, the little girl and the pregnant woman are the only survivors left. They are about to get sniped in the face. And
by the military. By the military. Thinks that they're zombies.
And the only way that they are saved is the fact that she, through hard tears, is singing the song for her dad. And it is the Aloha song.
Why that song?
I don't know, but I feel like it's one of the happiest songs and just sung in a very, very sad way.
And they're also in a tunnel, so it's like echoing and so sad and beautiful. Yeah.
There's a few very understatedly devastating moments in this movie.
Yeah.
I think about the baseball boy, our homie from Parasite, walks into a train car. And it's his entire team.
All his buddies and zombies.
And like they've just gone like two cars in a row beating people to death.
Yeah.
And now they're in car number three and just like,
He's like, I'm supposed to beat the shit out of my zombie friends.
But it was usually in those moments, like I felt like in Western zombie movies, you see somebody not being able to like take out their loved ones. And they make such a meal out of it.
Right.
And then the other characters in that moment with this said character in this movie they're not like, why aren't you doing this? We need to do this. They're like, all right, buddy, we understand. Yes. Move aside. We'll do it.
Oh, that moment was so good.
Yeah.
Where Beefcake, of course, is like, I got this.
Yeah.
And like takes the bat and is like, I'll do it for you. And then beats the shit out of his friends in front of him.
Yeah.
Love it. It's great. The final moment, the one that will get me every single time, is our main dude on the phone with his mom.
I knew it. I was hoping you would say that one.
And it's so obvious that she's been bit. It reminds me of the scene in Shaun of the Dead, which like shouldn't devastate me, but it does.
Yeah.
It's just any, like a mom that's gotten bit.
Yeah.
She's on the phone and she's like, are you safe? And he's like, yes, I'm on the train. And she's like, okay, good. I love you. Be good. And you're like, why? Why
is
she freaking out?
People are fighting. They're so violent.
And she's like,
it's like that little baby cough. And then she's just like, that bitch. Because she's mad at her.
It was her
neighbor or something. Like, oh, she was mad at the mom.
I thought she was mad at the ex-wife.
I thought she was just like turning zombie violent. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But
it was very funny, but the guy that I'm dating, you guys know, in that moment went, oh no. And I go, I know. Like she's being, oh no. And he goes, she's having a panic attack.
What a lovely boy.
And then she's turning into a zombie.
And she's dying, buddy.
I know. Oh no. She's having a panic attack.
Yeah. We're all calling this a pleasure.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Big P.
Yeah,
big
it's peeve. A dope movie. Yeah. Highly recommend. Train to Busan. Check it out. Enjoy it. A modern zombie classic. Mm. Probably the best zombie movie I've seen in the last decade.
Last while. Yeah.
Thick as fuck.
I can't say the one that I like a lot, but it was good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at Corn Day and all the things.
I'm Kelsey Darrow and all the things.
I'm Garrett Bernard and all the things.
And until next time. Aloha.